Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Always a treat to welcome in my next guest, 1975 NBA Finals MVP, 8-time NBA All-Star. He is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. That, of course, is the Hall of Famer Rick Barry joining us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Rick, thanks for the time. How you been?
I've been great. I just wanted to say modern technology, even now, usually you're waiting on the phone. I had never even knew it ahead. It's the first time ever I experienced where they're counting down to how much time is left, which is actually a nice thing to know.
Well, that's because we're a national radio program, so we have so many different commercials on all of our different affiliates. So I hear that as well in the studio.
You're in a five-minute break. You have 2 seconds before we come back on air.
So I kind of do like that, because how many times do we sit on hold with the telemarketer or we're trying to get your cable fix, and the next thing you know, you're waiting for an hour.
Well, no. Even sitting on the phone waiting to go on air when somebody's calling you and you're trying to figure what it is, it's telling you how much time it is. I think it's a good thing.
That's great to know. I'm glad you like it. Rick Barry here with us. I got to start you off with the worst news of the week the NBA.
Please.
Yeah, Klay Thompson. There's no good reaction, obviously, but what crossed your mind when you saw the Achilles news?
I just felt so badly for Klay. I mean, I know him. I've spent a little bit of time talking to him. I wouldn't, we're not go out to dinner friends, but I love the way the guy plays. I love his attitude on the court. I mean, he and Kawhi Leonard just go about their business. They don't go and pull their jerseys out and bring attention to themselves. They just do what they know how to do at a super high level. And Klay was playing incredible basketball when the first injury came, and then to be out for as long as he was. And now to be out for possibly another whole year, I mean, wow. Having been through something like this myself, Zach, where I was hurt and I didn't know how the recovery was going to be, I was leery about whether the league was going to give out again. It's a tough thing to deal with, and I had to do that a few times, so I can't even imagine what Klay is going through with the severity of these injuries.
There's always the physical side of it, but then there's the mental side of it as
right.
well. And I'd probably imagine the mental side may be tougher, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're used to going and putting the time and the effort in, working out, doing what you need to do to try to rehab. But mentally, especially when you get the knee, and you don't, is it going to give away? Every step you take, you don't really know to have to get. I remember exactly when I knew I was okay the first time it happened. And we were playing against the Dallas Chaparrals in the ABA. And I went down the court, and then the steal was an overtime game. It was, everything was really exciting. And so I went and stole the ball, went down, and went up to go dunk the ball because I got wrapped up in the – and I jumped really high. I said, oh, my God, my leg's okay. And from that point on, I was good.
The Hall of Famer Rick Barry here with us on the Zach Gelb Show talking Klay Thompson and the future of the Warriors. And this is the devastating part of it. Yeah, there's never a good time for an injury, clearly. But you look at it, Steph, he's coming back. You thought Klay was coming back. You got two guys in their prime. When they missed an entire year, there was this excitement where some people were getting tired of the Warriors, me not being one of them, but now we were getting them back into the picture, and to see what they would look like without Kevin Durant was going to be a whole lot of fun, and then poof, it goes right out the window.
Yeah, it was an exciting thing. I mean, who knows what they might have done as far as the draft pick concern, I think, with Klay there. Unless they feel confident enough, in Wiseman, that he is going to be an instant factor for the team. Normally, big guys take a while to make the adjustment in the NBA and learn the ropes and how to play. Hopefully for their game, they need it desperately now with Klay out. So more than likely, they're going to keep him. But it was still going to be knowing that they went from the penthouse to the outhouse and at least back up a little higher level right now. Maybe not the penthouse again, but now the chances of them having to compete for a title, slim to none.
Do you still think they can make the playoffs this year, be one of the eight teams?
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're still going to be a playoff team without question. No doubt about it. And I was just talking, I did my Warriors 24 podcast, just did that today with Cyrus Satches, my co-host, and be talking about that and talking about the fact that the Warriors will be there. They're not going to be a huge underdog stuff, but I think people would have talked about them possibly having a chance to contend if they grew and developed. But as far as Wiseman goes, to me, I said, if you have him, you got to play him right away. I mean, he'll turn into a veteran player by the end of the year. He'll play what's equivalent to almost three college basketball seasons. And so the best way to use the talent that you're spending millions of dollars for, play him. Let him learn under fire. He's going to get better quicker that way.
And there's a lot of pressure on him this year, no doubt about it, right in your rookie year, especially when Clay goes down. And I'll be curious, Rick Barry, and I think a big determining factor on if the Warriors make the playoffs is going to be how many games Steph gives you, because the last 3 years – he's been banged up a lot. I know it's only a 72-game season this season. He's probably got to play 65 games this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, they need him a lot. He has to play at that MVP level that he played in those two seasons. They're going to need that from him. And then hopefully some of these other younger players will step up and blossom. And they've got, you know, they just want to get into the playoffs. And then they can create some havoc because they can become a much better team as the younger players get this experience. If they qualify for the playoffs, hopefully somewhere in the mid-range and not, you know, at the bottom having to play the number one seed. Who knows what they're able to pull off? But it's not going to be the same team without Klay Thompson. I mean, I don't care who you bring in and what you do, because there's not really very many Klay Thompsons around. You have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. I mean, as far as shooting the basketball from accuracy, from the way that they do, man, those guys are amazing.
When we look at Clay, back-to-back years, season-ending injuries with the ACL and now the Achilles, I know he's still young, but what's his basketball future like when you have back-to-back injuries like that?
Well, he obviously has to have the will to do the rehab, but I think he loves the game that much and he wants to come back. And I think he probably feels a sense of obligation in a way, getting paid the kind of money he's going to get paid, to at least try to give your employer something back for it. And I think Clay's that type of an individual that he will attempt to do that. But who knows? I mean, I was waiting to see. I always said, depending upon the level that Clay comes back to with his other injury, now you add this to the equation. I mean, there's some major question mark.
It seems as if this is the death of the dynasty, pretty much.
Oh, but it happened last year.
There was that thought that they could get back in it this year, you know?
Well, but still not to the degree that they were before, where they were the team. I mean, it was a situation where they went from, as I say, to the outhouse, and they were going to come back and be a competitive team. But I don't think realistically there was anybody out there that would say the Warriors were going to have a chance to win a championship or were one of the favorites. I don't think that would be the case.
Hall of Famer Rick Barry here with us for a few more minutes. What do you kind of expect out of Andrew Wiggins here now having a full year in Golden State?
Well, he's going to have to play well. Again, he had nice numbers last year, and he's going to need to do that. And, I mean, all the players are going to have to step up. I mean, everybody. And then the other big question is, what are they going to do with bringing in, and what kind of bench are they going to have? Because one of the successes of the Warriors during that five-year run was that their bench was always good. That was the big question they had when they lost some of those bench players for the last couple of seasons. They said, well, let's going to see what happens with the bench because the bench is so good. You know, Iggy was gone. Other guys were gone. So that's going to be a big factor. You have to have depth in order to win. You don't win with seven guys or five guys for sure.
When we look at the rest of the league, there's been a lot of rumors with KD and Kyrie in Brooklyn that James Harden's going to get traded there. Do you want to see that happen? You think that'd be a good fit?
That might be the Elm Street nightmare. I mean, seriously, can you honestly see those three guys playing together and being happy with the way that Harden dominates the ball? But more than likely, the coach wouldn't let him. I don't think Steve Nash would allow him to do that.
Do you think Steve would be a good coach?
Yeah, because he's so freaking smart. I mean, he knows the game. I mean, it's just a matter of how he's going to relate to the players. He's bringing in some other people that he trusts. And, seriously, I'm just blown away even the fact that James Harden supposedly wants a trade because he didn't like that the owner supported Trump. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? I couldn't even put my head around that one. That was incredible if it's really true, but it was coming from NBA beat writers.
When we look at that fit in Brooklyn potentially, and you take a look at.
I want to interrupt you and do stuff, but there is Zach. There's no fit there. You can't bring him in there and expect that team to be a great basketball team unless he had was reborn again. He's even going backward where his coach who let him turn them loose and everything, right, is going to be there.
Yeah, D'Antoni.
Thank you. I mean, so. Wow. And if that happened, it'd be really interesting to see how it played out. And the only way it would play out is that Harden has to just totally change the way he plays the game in order for it to work.
I think the biggest thing to watch would be I think the KD Harden thing could work. I'm just wondering Harden and Kyrie. I think that would be a tough sell for Kyrie, right?
Yeah. But then again, if they thought that he can win with the combination that they had, and they were willing to just, and this way it's like having two point guards, right, who can all score and do all these other things. Tough to defend that, but you have to play differently. You can't play the domination game. And even KD is not going to be happy with that because he came from Golden State where he had so much more fun and so many easier shots. I always said when he first went there, I said, Kevin Durant's going to become a better basketball player, have more fun playing the game, and get more easy shots than he's ever had before. And that's exactly what happened. Now, if those guys come in there and they don't do that, how happy is KD going to be?
Well, here's the other thing I kind of think of, because I've talked to you throughout the years, and you always talk about sacrificing to do what's better for the team, and we know that always doesn't happen in the NBA these days. Could you maybe even see just a slim chance of those guys saying, you know what, we want to win a championship together, so we're going to just find a way to make it work out?
Yeah, that's what has to happen. Without that happening, it becomes a nightmare. But if they decide, we can make this happen, let's do this, could be very interesting because you've got three incredibly explosive offensive talents, just like the Warriors had three guys. You can't defend a team that has three guys can do what those guys do. I mean, seriously. And then you know they're going to play an up-tempo game and they're going to be able to run if they make a commitment to defense and do a nice job adding some people to the equation, to their roster. They could be a formidable team without question.
Last one for you, Rick Barry. When we get Giannis Antetokounmpo, still under contract for another year, with the Milwaukee Bucks, could sign this Supermax. Do you want to see Giannis stay in Milwaukee? Do you get you kind of have that craving for maybe another super team foreman?
Well, I think if they don't have a chance to go and win and he has an opportunity to go someplace where he can win a championship, I think he'll probably would do it. I don't blame any player for doing that. I mean, after all, isn't the objective not to make tons of money but to win a championship? And these guys have more money than they could possibly spend in 30 lifetimes, 50 lifetimes. So the money should not be a factor at all. And I have no problem at all. Like, I had no problem KD leaving to get a chance to win. I mean, why? That's what you want to be. You want to be a champion.
Rick Barry, you and the family doing all well? Everyone good?
Everybody's great. You know, my son Canyon's here. He's trying to figure out what's going on, getting ready with the 3x3 national team. They won the gold medal in the 3x3 over in Amsterdam last year, the only gold medal the USA had never won, and then he had to try out again, and he got picked again to be on the national team to go to the Olympic trials. They were getting ready to go to India when COVID hit, and so now they got to get ready to go at the end of May to Austria, but it'd be an incredible experience. He already got to stand on that podium with the gold medal around his neck and the flag on him and seeing hearing the national anthem and another flag being raised. I can't even imagine what that was like. Have a great picture of the emotion in his face, and now he's got a chance to perhaps become an Olympian, something that I, you know, was my biggest disappointment in the game, and I hope he gets to experience that.
Well, great to hear everyone's doing well. Rick, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure, and hope everybody has wonderful, blessed holidays coming up.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.